Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds. That was the sound of a ring-necked pheasant, an extraordinarily beautiful bird that's found throughout our country. It is, however, not native to the United States, but an import from China. It was brought here in the 1800s and stocked in California as a game bird, and became so popular that almost all of our states now have stocking or management programs for it. Male and female ringnecks differ greatly. Both are large and chicken-like with long tails, but the male is strikingly colored, with a white neck ring, bright red face, iridescent green neck, and mostly coppery body with black and some white speckling. The female has none of the spectacular coloring of the male, but blends in with the grass and underbrush with her brownish body and gray underside.
In some western states, and many midwestern ones, ringneck pheasants have been able to survive in the wild, reproducing successfully and avoiding predation both by hunters and other wildlife. In the Northeast, however, these birds have not been so successful, perhaps because the ideal habitat, grassy meadows and fields, is not so available. Here in eastern Pennsylvania and New York, they require constant restocking, and the pheasants never seem to survive long enough in the wild to establish a self-sustaining population. We see these birds after a stalking, wandering the sides of the roads, looking confused as to where to go. Hunters seem to be able to take them easily, flushing them with dogs and shooting them on the wing. In Pennsylvania, the stalking program is under attack due to the cost of between $20 to $30 per bird.
Those that do survive in the wild will nest on the ground with a clutch of 7 to 15 eggs. The chicks emerged covered with down, but eyes open, and are able to immediately leave the nest and forage for food. Pheasants, along with most members of the grouse family, have specialized, very powerful breast muscles, like the white meat you find on a chicken. These muscles deliver bursts of power that allow the birds to escape trouble in a hurry, flushing nearly vertically into the air and reaching speeds of nearly 40 miles per hour.
In fall and winter, ringneck pheasants eat seeds, grain from farm fields, as well as grasses, leaves, roots, wild fruits and nuts, and insects. Their spring and summer diet is similar, but with a greater emphasis on animal prey and fresh greenery. They eat insects such as grasshoppers, beetles, caterpillars, crickets, and ants, as well as snails and earthworms. They pretty much eat the same thing as chickens do. Ringneck pheasants forage in grasslands and hay fields, woodland edges, and brushy areas. They sometimes pick waste grain from cow manure and pastures. Pheasants take most of their food from the ground, scratching or digging with their bills. They can retrieve roots or seeds from as deep as 3 inches below the soil surface. They also sometimes forage in shrubs or trees for fruit, leaves, and buds. Look for these beautiful birds along the rural roadsides and in fields, especially in October and November. Seeing the gorgeous plumage of the male ringneck is certainly worth the effort.
If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. If you'd like to hear this or any other For the Birds segment, you can find them on our Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society website at www.nepaaudubon.org. That's NEPAAUDUBON.org. Just click on the For the Birds graphic and then choose the segment you'd like to hear. This has been Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds.